Not many who watch city politics were surprised when Aldermanic President Lewis Reed announced that he will challenge Mayor Slay in next year's election. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has been covering that story. She's here to bring us up to date. Rachel,
good morning, Don.
Nice to see you. No surprise. This was pretty
much expected, wasn't it? Yeah. Slay even said yesterday, or his surrogates had said before this announcement was made, it's the worst kept secret in St. Louis politics, and essentially, bring it on. We're ready for you.
Bring it on. Well, Mr. Reed had a nice group with him yesterday in Lafayette Square. Tell us about the event.
It was a typical political announcement in Lafayette Square at Squire's Restaurant there. That was Reed's old ward before he became board president in 2007. He represented the 6th Ward. There's been a redistricting in there since then, so the boundaries have changed a little bit, but it's roughly kind of the Lafayette Square I don't think it crosses into where the old city hospital is, but kind of that general vicinity over there. He mentioned that it had once been, there was a plaza out there that had once been a junkyard where they burned tires, that there were vacant lots, and really trying to lay out his record as the alderman there to be, I have cooperated, I have gotten things done for this city. Somebody noted there were only three sitting aldermen plus a former alderwoman there. Probably not surprising given that it's two incumbents challenging each other. So there were that was the crowd there yesterday.
Well, what does Mr. Reed bring to this race? This is called the biggest challenge to Mayor Slay by some. What does Aldermanic President Reed bring to the race?
He brings the fact that he has won citywide before. When he first took the Board of Aldermen seat, he took it away from Jim Shrewsbury in 2007. Shrewsbury was an ally of Slay. And he's then had no real serious challenge when he ran again in 2011. So he's proven that he can win citywide. And he's probably the strongest challenge, I would agree, that Slay has had in his probably since his first election when he ran against former Mayor Harmon and former Mayor Freeman Bosley.
The question of leadership certainly is going to come into this discussion.
Yes, it is. They actually put up a YouTube commercial, and I think it ran last night during the debate, which definitely harped on the initial themes that I think we're going to see from a Reed candidacy.
What does it take to lead? Is it just about power, photo ops, ribbon cuttings? I don't think so. Leadership is about hard work, sacrifice, and vision. Seeing what's good and fighting to make it better. Everyone in our city has something to offer. Every neighborhood matters. Lewis Reed understands that. That's why Lewis Reed is running for mayor.
And what you see in the visual there that's taken from YouTube is Reed just running along streets in the city of St. Louis. You see him running in downpours. You see him running in all kinds of weather. And then at the end, standing there looking like he's, you know, worked very hard for himself and will work hard for the city.
What issues will he be running on?
Yesterday, he brought up public safety several times, talked about the mayor not putting in, or the city not putting in, the resources it needs for policing, for corrections. He talked about the firefighter pension issue, which was one of the first real points at which Slay and Reed started to disagree. City needs to find ways to reduce its firefighter pension costs. Slay presented one plan. Reed presented another plan. Both sides right now are claiming a legal victory in the debate over how to do this. So expect that to come up multiple times on each side.
Any incumbent has to obviously run on his record. Does Mr. Slay have any problem with that?
He doesn't think he does. In fact, yesterday he told St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington that even during tough economic times, he's got a very good record on which he can run.
We have more quality public education for students in the St. Louis, in the city of St. Louis. Our neighborhoods are safer. Most of our neighborhoods are safer. And with the partnerships that we have, we're going to make all of our neighborhoods safer. In fact, crime overall has gone down in the city of St. Louis, but not enough.
Interestingly, Mayor Slay has been accumulating a number of supporters of high profile.
Very high profile.
In preparation for this particular race.
Yes. He announced yesterday that William Lacey Clay had jumped up to endorse him, that apparently after Slay gave him his endorsement in the congressional district primary, first congressional district primary, Clay said, "I'll support you for re-election." He's picked up the support of Dooley, Charlie Dooley out in the county, and he is a prolific fundraiser. Last, the quarterly July reports for the two campaigns show Mayor Slay with $1.4 million on hand. And between April and June, he was able to raise more than $407,000. That's more than Reed has on hand right now.
It's almost a 10-to-1 difference.
It is a 10-to-1 difference.
I see those numbers.
And Slay is incredibly capable of raking in the money. He has major repeat donors from his elections who are giving $5,000, $10,000 at a pop. Attorneys or the law firm Stone, Leighton, Gershman has donated $62,500 total. So he's incredibly capable of bringing in the cash.
And money can make a difference. Does Mr. Reed think so?
He thinks it'll make a difference, but he says this is not going to be a race based on money.
Here's how we win this race. We win this race by people showing up and voting. This isn't a beauty contest. This isn't about who has the most money in the bank, because I will never have all the Republican money that my opponent has, ever.
Well, the radio and television stations hope there's a lot of money in this race, more than has been raised so far.
They do. I mean, Slay obviously would have the ability, you would think, to get some advertising up. But Reed did have, as we mentioned, that first ad. Apparently it ran last night, both before and after the debate. So we'll see. Reed, when he ran against Jim Shrewsbury in 2007, was in a similar underdog position, although not by quite much this much financially, but was able to get in some funds toward the end and ended up defeating Shrewsbury.
Are there any indications that this could be a nasty race?
Well, if you watched Twitter the night before the expected announcement, there were surrogates firing back and forth pretty intensely on Twitter. The two primary figures, the main figure, Slay and Reed, I think would try to keep things civil. But Slay in a blog post yesterday took a couple of little subtle digs at Reed, saying that, you know, you supported me before you decided to run for a higher office and things like that. St. Louis politics always has the potential to get nasty.
One final question or thought, that is that Mayor Slay is seeking an unprecedented fourth term. I wonder if that works for or against him.
My guess, just from kind of having watched this for the short time I have, is that he hasn't done anything to offend most of the residents of the city. He can point to accomplishments such as Washington Avenue. There's been some drops in crime. Other accomplishments where he can say, I have benefited you. With a stronger opponent, it's possible that there may be some other sides pointed out. But this is the strongest opponent that he's faced in a while. I think he figured, why mess up a good thing? He's got a pretty good job going. I'm not sure what else he would want to run for.
Well, we'll be hearing a lot from each of them over the next 6 months or so. The early spring or late winter is when the election is scheduled in March.
The primary is in March, and then the general, obviously this would all probably be decided in the primary, the general is in April.
Well, in St. Louis, a primary often is not necessary in a particular case like
this. A general would not be necessary.
Yeah,
that's
right,
correct.
Right. Okay, Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Don.
We'll be talking to you from time to time, I'm sure, about the race in the city. Thank you, Rachel Lippman.